You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That never was. The preseason favorite to win the title is now on the verge of getting swept. Saturday night, Kyrie and KD could not defend their home floor, and the Boston Celtics took the 3-0 lead. There was talk of Ben Simmons playing in game four. That idea has been put to bed. Simmons can't go tonight with back soreness. And here's Nash on Simmons. I wasn't really expecting him to play in game four. Nash reiterated that Simmons will play whenever he is ready. He also said that as of now, Simmons isn't getting another MRI on his back. Finally, some sunshine on this set. Monica McNutt. Good to see
hey
you.
Hey, girl.
Good to
I see the outfit.
You approve?
Yeah.
I'm a little seasonally confused here in New York.
It might be a little too loud for them here, distracting.
Oh,
you can't focus
point.
On your job.
No colors,
so, yeah,
right?
Really?
I heard that
really?
In the first
We're professionals.
Let me just,
we are professionals, okay?
I'm just saying.
I just want to point out this point. You guys had a great opening segment. There is a philosophy called endorphin dressing in which you wear colors that make you feel good. And if someone is battling depression, that could be a philosophy. I just want to offer that
oh,
up.
Oh, man.
I just want to offer that
endorphin dressing. I'm all about endorphins. Yeah. Any way I can get
I want to offer that up.
Yeah. Really, really? I'm not disputing it. I'm sure it's possible. All I'm trying to say is that if that is what you were wearing to make yourself feel good, I didn't know collecting your check required you to feel good.
This is fair.
That's very interesting, though. I like that.
Stephen, I like her point
a lot. I just
lot.
Wanted to slide
Stephen
in there.
Stephen A. had endorphin
dressing
when he had his chains on.
But I would like it much better if he was sitting off into the shadows at the end of the bench and not the focus of the entire game.
I'll give
That's
you that.
All I was saying.
I'll give you that.
Listen,
all right.
Listen, everybody want to be, you want to be sensitive. I ain't being sensitive enough to damn Ben Simmons.
I am just introducing a new concept. Yeah.
I appreciate your new concept. I'm going to go with the Shaq concept. And most of the NBA, it's a punk-ass move that he's been doing.
And let's proceed.
That's where I'm with. I'm with that.
And in the words of Kendrick Perkins,
yeah,
carry
damn,
on.
Please.
Carry on.
It's embarrassing.
Oh.
Go ahead. Let's move on.
Okay,
you know?
Let's move on now. Okay.
Yeah, hand it back to you.
Right, here we go.
Get us back on track.
Don't ever get confused who's in charge, all right?
Be careful, Molly. He might see your outfit and get ideas. He might wear something like that.
Well, he already did. It's pretty similar.
This is right.
It was
leather. Pretty similar.
It was leather.
It was lamb.
My bad. My bad.
Get it back.
Okay, enough.
That changes the price tag a little bit. It was lamb.
That's right.
Speaking of green,
lamb.
My favorite meat to eat. Will the Nets it really is. I love lamb chops. Will the Nets send the series back to Boston?
What does that mean? All right, who's answering this first?
Go ahead.
You are.
Okay.
What do you mean? What does it mean? It means, is it a sweep or is the series continuing?
Yes, I think the series is going to continue.
Okay.
And here is why I believe, I mean, y'all, if the Nuggets can force a game five, then I'd have a hard time believing for as distraught and distressed and concerning the Brooklyn Nets have looked that they cannot find it within themselves to force a game five in this one. I mean, you look at the games. The last game was a 6-point game. It looked far worse. There were bigger leads in the course of the ball game. But I still buy that Kevin Durant is one of the greatest players in the league today and can find the energy to move forward. Now, did they blow a Bruce Brown game? Absolutely. But I still believe in this team in terms of their constitution, their talent, and the ability to find a way. Now, this is do or die. This is a spot they have not been in literally until this point in this series, and I expect them to rise to the occasion. It's going to be ugly, but I do think they force at least a game five.
I hear you. And look, you know, that guy is out on the court. Anything's possible. Could they get a game? Yeah, but I don't think it will happen, and here's why. I think to differentiate a team in a situation like Denver with Brooklyn, when you watch Denver play, you can see there's a collective spirit there that those guys have. Right, and built around Jokic and the way that they play. You knew they weren't going to lay down. I have a feeling what's going to happen to this team, because they don't look like they're enjoying themselves at all. What happens is you're going to come out with the right mentality. Your spirit will be in the right place at the start of the game. The problem is when those blitzes come, when all that bumping comes, when all that stripping and raking on the ball, when you're trying to drive and you're getting mauled going to the rim, when that happens over a period of time and the Celtics go on a 10-0 run, I'm going to say – early second quarter to mid second quarter, they're going to collapse. and it's going to end up, it's going to get to 20. I think it ends tonight. I think Boston really wants it to end tonight. They do not want to give this team with that player in particular any life. They want it to end, and I think they're going to come out, and they're going to hit them early, and it's going to be tough. Teams get hit early can come back down 3-0 if you've got that collective feeling. They don't have
I
that.
I just think they find it, Lex.
Tim is so funny to me, and so is Monica. You know, see, when you are brilliant basketball minds like these two are, right, you tend to want to elocute and articulate in such a way that just puts your brilliance on display. You don't want to simplify things. See, you don't want to simplify it. Oh, Tim knows exactly where I'm going. Tim talking about, you know, Boston want to end tonight. No, Brooklyn want to end it tonight. That's what's going on. They don't want to go to Boston. You think Kyrie Irving want to go to Boston?
I actually do.
You really? Let me tell y'all something right now. Let me paint this.
Come on.
Because
make it pretty.
I do know how to paint a picture.
Make it plain.
Could you imagine if they go to Boston and Boston is running them out of the building? What Kyrie is going to have to endure with the fans in Boston? Do you have any idea? I'm talking about walking to the locker room, walking from the locker room, getting out of the city. I mean, the ridicule, the vitriol. Don't get me wrong.
I got you.
The brother got heart, and he ain't backing down from anybody. But he knows they ain't winning this series, and if they gonna lose, they would rather lose in Brooklyn. It's not about Boston. It's about them. Listen, what we saw from the Denver Nuggets, understand what we saw from the Denver Nuggets. It's called basketball character.
I'll give you that.
This is a franchise. First of all, they love their coach. They respect their coach. They respect their superstar. And the pieces around him, albeit devoid of Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., so they come up short. They rally around their superstar. You know, the Bone speaking the other day about
love
Jokic
them.
And all of these cats. I mean, these they respect and love and revere. It's not that they don't feel that way about KD, but they know that KD has followed Kyrie. And even though you see the hugs and you see the respect, let me tell you where the respect for Kyrie comes. It comes from his artistic brilliance as a basketball player. It don't come because of his character. Kyrie ain't the dude you want to give him the ball so he could lead the war because he could put on a show against anybody. You want to be in the trenches with him when it comes to actual performance. Like you got to get on the basketball court. But when you talk about building a culture, when you talk about establishing a foundation and building basketball character, the kind that can sustain you month through month through month throughout an entire season, that ain't the dude to lead, and he has proven that. And as a result, Boston's going to roll up in there tonight, and exactly what Tim said is going to happen. See, they're going to stick around. Later, Brooklyn Nets going to throw their punches, and Boston might be down. They might be down 5. They might be down 10, but they're going to be there. And they won't go away. And when they don't go away, Brooklyn's gonna go, damn. Oh, they won't go away. And then they're gonna start thinking, do I really, really want to go to Boston?
But they don't want to get swept.
They don't want to get swept.
Well, there's only one person on that bench that really wants it over, and it's even more than Kyrie.
Ben.
That's right.
Ben,
because each day that this thing drags out, how long can he put this
playing.
Off? How long?
But he was never playing anyway.
Ben,
I don't know why they.
How long can he
put it off? I don't know why they teased that Ben was playing. I never bought that.
Not for a second did I consider he was going to take the court.
Here's my one thing. While I love your assessment of the Nuggets in terms of the overall character with which they played all season,
which Brooklyn does not have.
But Brooklyn still has, to your terminology, a dude that is box office and a dude that is one of the best players in the game. And when it comes, Tim, down to basketball and just I want to and refuse to allow my team to lead, I think there is one win between the combination of KD and Kyrie in that space. And then let's also acknowledge, Boston has been almost perfect. They've been blistering offensively, right? And I know that the Brooklyn Nets defense is not.
I don't think they've been almost perfect.
I've
seen a lot of flaws in what Boston has done. They're just going against Brooklyn.
Listen.
They're just going against Brooklyn.
Listen, you talent, I believe that talent can get you one. I could very well be wrong.
You
would
are.
Not be shocked if we
you
get
are.
Swept. But I'm holding on.
I'm trying to say let it go.
The point of the show is to be on the opposite side of you. I'm holding on.
This show is right here. Let's everybody know This show right here is on South Street Seaport. You see that? That's the East River right there. Let them sink their behinds right into the East River. It's who they are. It's who they've been. Why delay it? These brothers do not want to go to Boston and expose them. Do you have any of that? Listen, I've been there. I would remind you, the late, great Kobe Bryant, God rest his wonderful soul, this brother was reduced to tears. I ain't lying. They got annihilated by 39 points in a closeout game in Boston. I was there when Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker and them, you remember this, Allen Iverson, and I was sitting courtside at the baseline, and these threes just came raining down upon the 76 like a blitz. And I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Boston is not the place you want to
Okay, but Stephen A., it's deal with Boston fans or get swept.
You'll know in the first 6 minutes tonight. Okay. You're going to know. Perfect. It's going to come down to Kevin Durant starting to operate in a space of comfort. He's had none in three games.
Zero.
If he doesn't look comfortable.
He's got to be injured.
If he doesn't look comfortable by the 2:59 timeout of the first quarter.
Right. I think he has
to be injured. It's going to turn into a 20-point game.
Molly Karen, breaking news. Get it on the ticker from my vantage point. He has to be injured.
I know you're very abusive to me on the air, and off the air you don't like communicating with me, but I want you to text me tonight, Molly, during the game, because you're going to watch Brooklyn fold before your very eyes. They don't want to go to Boston. They don't want to go to Boston. And I want you to text. You're going to be like this. And all I want you to say, SAS, right again. That's all I want you to say. Because that's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna happen.
Body. I would never.
Monica, you
throw up.
You too, Monica.
I would never.
Do you actually know how much money
you would have to pay me to text that?
That's right. That's right.
A pretty figure. I don't make that much money.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nikola Jokic went up 37 and Will Barton hit a three-pointer from the left corner with 8.3 seconds left to make the lead insurmountable for the Warriors as the Nuggets avoided the sweep in Game 4. The Nuggets, no stranger to 3-1 deficits. They are the only team in league history to overcome back-to-back 3-1 deficits 2 years ago in the bubble. That being said, the Warriors looked like a powerhouse as of right now. Monica Legg still here. Stephen A., who's the most important player on the Dubs?
I would tell you right now, it's Klay Thompson. And the reason why is because I love what I'm seeing from Jordan Poole, even though he had a relatively pedestrian performance yesterday. But that was because Steph Curry and Klay Thompson got it going. Game 3, it was all three of them. All right. Game 1 and 2, it was Poole. And Game 2, obviously, it was Poole and Steph Curry. Klay Thompson, even though he's been getting his, he really exploded yesterday, and he was incredibly effective, and you need him to be that guy because of his experience, what he knows what to do. I loved a couple of times, Tim, you'll appreciate this. There were a couple of times where normally Golden State would launch a three, and you saw Steve Kerr yelling, and the next thing you know, they pulled it back and then gave the ball to Klay Thompson on the wing to take advantage of Morris, who's obviously relatively smaller than him. You need to see stuff like that because when you got those three going, Klay's the question mark because he's still getting back into his groove. Ended the season with three strong games, averaging about 33, and then the playoffs came. He's shown up as well. But you really, really, he's still not 100%, and we all know that. We expect a better version of Klay come next season. What I love about Klay right now is that we're seeing more of the old Klay from the standpoint he was pressing earlier when he first came back in the season, where he was trying to prove he was worthy of being on an all-time NBA 75 team. He was trying to prove his muscle, and he deserved it because I voted for him to be on that team. He should have been on that team. I think he's one of the top three greatest shooters in the history of basketball. I think he's that lethal. But the thing is, he was pressing a little bit, and he was so out to prove himself and remind people of who he was that he sort of individualized his performance to a degree, and I thought that was taken away from guys, whereas now in the playoffs, we're not seeing that. So we're seeing him play, be more like Klay, and we need to see more of that because Poole and Steph Curry will adjust and know how to feed off of that because I consider Poole more of a mirror of Steph Curry to some degree than a Klay Thompson. We need Klay to be Klay because he balances things out. That's why I say him.
All right, I'm going Draymond. And I think, again, it is a lot of the intangibles. It's not necessarily the box score, although that assist column on the box score, I think, is a huge indicator of the type of ball game that he's had and that the Warriors have had as a whole. Klay, Steph, to me, Jordan Poole, the offense is going to allow those guys to find their spots. But the offense looks different when you got Draymond operating in DHO and off of pick and off of screens. And then, to me, Draymond's impact is not just on the offensive end. He is, as we all know, the quarterback of that defense, battles against mismatches. He said post-game last night that he thought that he could have stepped up and he could have changed the temperature of the defense as a whole in allowing the Denver Nuggets to get that victory. So, to me, it's Draymond because he has the ability to set all of those guys up. He can hit that long ball in terms of pushing for transition baskets. And he just really, to me, is the guy that kind of sets the temperature and allows the rest of those guys to go out and operate with a tremendous amount of confidence.
I love both your answers. I could make a great case for both of those guys. And the thing I love about the Warriors more than anything is I always think that the sum of their parts is far greater than any of these individual pieces. Mm-hmm. It goes together, right? So you can make a case for any of these guys. So I'll take a different guy. I'm going to go with Steph Curry for this reason. I still think this is the dude that stirs the whole thing because there's never been a player in the history of this league has required more communication, preparation, and therefore communication mistakes without the basketball than Steph Curry does. He creates so many opportunities that you will never see on any type of stat sheet because of what he forces defenses to have to communicate through. Where is he? Heads are on the floor. Is he about to pop off a down scoot over here? Is that a dribble handoff? I got to be up on that. They're coming up the court in transition. I am 20 feet out beyond where I should be, where I've been taught my whole life to run in defensive transition. So what does that create? It creates driving gaps and seams. It creates space. It makes Draymond Green a better passer because everybody's extended. It makes everybody better. His ability to play without the ball and what that does to defenses, to me, still is the embodiment of what the Warriors are. And that's why I still say it's Steph Curry. There's just nobody like him. He is unique unto himself. The way he plays, as great as those guys are, I still think it requires this guy and playing at a high level so he's that elite level threat that forces defense to overreact, that makes the game easy for everybody
else. I agree with you, but I agree with you because of his personality as opposed to his game. Like, when you see Steph, nobody ignites the crowd the way that he does. Nobody ignites his teammates the way that he does. You see Klay, you celebrate. You see Jordan Poole, you celebrate. When Steph do something, it just has a different feel, a different effect that appears to be more profound. So I don't blame you for that. Maybe I take that for granted, and Draymond I take for granted, which is why I mentioned Klay Thompson. But I also tell you what it also brings to mind. Do you know that when Ben Simmons first let it be known he wanted to get traded? No. You know when he first let it be known he wanted to get traded? You know they were talking about trying to get Draymond Green. And Steph Curry's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no. Now, he didn't use those words from what I was told, but it was a no. Could you imagine? Thank God the Warriors are the Warriors. Could you imagine if Golden State was stupid enough to do something like that? I mean, just imagine. Just imagine if they were stupid enough to do something like that. Thank God they weren't.
Here's the thing that's interesting about that, Stephen A. And Draymond, you dig into the numbers. He's been on the court for 128 minutes. The Warriors have outscored the Nuggets by 63 points in that time frame, right? So he obviously makes a difference. But Tim's point is the thing. Because if you put Draymond, even if that trade hypothetically were to go through, Draymond Green has been tremendously successful because of the system that he is in as well.
Yeah.
And so that's not even, like, that is, can't even really be fathomed in terms of that potential trade concept.
No, 100%. It's I think all of those guys.
We all agree.
I'm just saying, there's no
question about it. And that's why I think ultimately, and even when you hear Draymond, and it's a great point. Listen, it's you can't even dispute anything about Draymond Green, even their record while he was out.
Yeah, while he was out.
What happened to this team, it's, you know, what he means on both sides. And I actually said offensively.
He's a standalone.
Offensively, I actually think they may have missed him even more because he is the IQ of the operation.
Yes.
He makes sure the ball does not go to guys in places they can't do something with it.
Yep.
And when you saw him out, it was a free-for-all offensively. Mm-hmm. Guys coming down doing all kinds of stuff. Yes. I'm like, wait, Draymond wouldn't let that happen.
That's right.
But he gets the ball to the top of the D, looks over here, and goes,
not only does he know what to do, he can do it. He's an exceptional passer. Absolutely. I mean, he gives these brothers the ball in motion.
Yep.
Draymond, to me, is a standalone. When I mention stuff like lethal weapons and stuff like that, Draymond is in a category by himself for that franchise because he's that valuable as a vocal leader as well.
Straight from Saginaw. All right, up 3-1, game 5, Wednesday. Saginaw. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Our First Take Draft Blitz rolls on with Stephen A.'s favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. It's been a busy offseason for the Cowboys. I miss talking about the Cowboys. It's been so long. I feel like I'm back home right now. They re-signed Michael Gallup and franchise tag Dalton Schultz, but also traded away Amari Cooper. You just heard me say that, the breaking news earlier, to the Browns for the fifth round. Can I finish? Dallas departed with impact players like Cedric Wilson, Lyle Collins, and Randy Gregory, but they do have 9 picks in the upcoming draft, including the 24th overall. We need more Cowboys in this conversation. Yep. So I'm bringing in Swaggo. I know you want to interrupt me because I heard you.
Well, first of all, I want to interrupt you because a couple of things. Number one, Molly, you get me to the point where I wish I was sitting in that chair and you were sitting here. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, let Molly debate and let me host. Okay, well, let me do that. That's number one. And number
you
two.
You already tried that and you admitted it's harder than it looks.
Oh, hell yeah, it is. It's harder. Yeah. It's harder, but I'm just saying, I want to be in a position to bully you a little bit. That's number one. Number two, because I'm very abused by Molly. Molly abuses me. She does. My sister's going to get a Swaggo. My sister's going to get her. That's number one. And number two, to my...
Were you coddled as a child?
My producer extraordinaire. Well, I'm the youngest of 6. What do you think?
Yeah. But
my producer extraordinaire, Sam, I hope you got my cowboy videos ready. Let's get my cowboy videos ready because I ain't seen them in a few weeks. Could make me smile. But anyway, we can talk about it.
Sorry, they're not available.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I remember I have vivid recall. Let's go.
Okay,
hey,
so
don't start, man. It is freaking April. Don't start.
I know. But this is kind of fun. We haven't talked about the NFL in a while. So obviously the Cowboys made the playoffs last year. They were favorites to go far. They got upset in the first round. Oh, gosh. Here we go. Do you expect them to improve in 2022?
Urkel has entered the building.
Urkel, we're not starting with you. We're starting with Swaggo, the former Cowboy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, man. Molly Q, this team is not better right now. The Dallas Cowboys are not better. We see the departures, but more importantly, we see Randy Gregory leave, who was phenomenal last year before he got injured. Offensive line needs to get fixed. And Dak just came out and said he feels better. It's going to be a normal offseason. That don't have a damn thing to do with the Cowboys being better. They do not have an offensive line right now that's intact that gives you enough confidence that they're going to be a really good team or even better than they were last year. Amari Cooper's gone. And I know everybody talks about he wasn't worth $20 million. He was worth something. You ain't better, without him right now. Cedric Wilson gone, Blake Jarwin gone. But all of this talk every offseason, and see, this is what I get accused of, and excuse my hoarseness. My daughter had a volleyball tournament this weekend, and they won a championship,
yes.
And I was heavily involved coaching from the sideline.
What's
Shout
your
out
name?
To Kari Spears.
What's your daughter's
and her
name?
Team, Makaria Spears.
I couldn't hear it. It's so loud over there.
Yes. Makaria Spears.
Makaria
and her team
Spears,
is Metro.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Metro,
yeah,
winning the volleyball championship.
Yeah.
Was this nationals? Is local? Tell me. Give me the details.
No, it was in Philly. It's called the Northeast Qualifier. You got to win these tournaments in order to qualify for nationals that will be in Indianapolis at the end of the year. That's the
Amazing.
One we want, Molly, but you got to win these to get there.
Okay.
All right,
Metro, getting the job done.
Let me get back to it. Getting it done. Metro got a shout out on First Take. This is monumental for them. Okay. Anyway, let me get back to it because I don't want to hear this dude all offseason tell me about how good the Cowboys going to be and Dak is healthy. I told every damn body last year, Stephen A. Smith is setting all of y'all up for you know what's to come. I knew what was coming. And I get accused of it. I get accused of feeling the sauce of the Dallas Cowboys and talking about they're going to win a Super Bowl. I never say that. But he wants to put me on here and put me on Front Street to say it. And say I'm the damn producer. Anytime the Cowboys come up, y'all want to put me on First Take to talk about how good they are. They are not better right now than they were last year, and I'm going to leave it at that. I want to hear what this dude got to say and tell America how great the Cowboys are
really
going to be.
Though?
And just wait.
Well, first of all, a couple of things. Number one, let's go back to your daughter and the league. Mention that league again, please.
Okay.
Mention that league again, please.
It is USA Open Volleyball Circuit 16U.
USA Open
high
Volleyball
level competition.
USA Open Volleyball Tournament. Mm-hmm. You know why I asked you to say that again? You know why? Because
why?
Because Stevie A. love the kids. He sure does.
Yeah.
He sure does. That's why I asked you that. Okay. Yeah, love the kids. All right. So let's get that out of the way. Now, let me get back to you and these Cowboys. I don't want to hear that. You know why I don't want to hear that? Because what we need is we don't need some evaluation about how they're not good and the expectations are lower and so they're climbing and climbing. No, we want the Cowboys up here. You know why? Because when the fall happens, all right, that's what happens. Now, hold on. You might not have Amari Cooper anymore, but you got James Washington, who was a Steeler. You still got CeeDee Lamb. You got Michael Gallup. You got Ezekiel Elliott. You got Dak Prescott. You got Tyron Smith. And you got Zach Martin on your offensive line. You got enough weapons, all right? On the defensive side of the ball, you still got Micah Parsons, okay? And by the way, Micah Parsons, him and Michael Irvin taking pictures with Errol Spence Jr. wearing the belt. Don't y'all know Cowboys shouldn't be allowed to wear them damn championship belts? That should not be allowed.
Look at her. Wait. Look at her pants right there.
That should not be allowed.
Hold on,
Molly. Let me say this. I love me some Micah Parsons. Real. All joking aside. This brother is for real. Micah Parsons, mad love and respect to him. But it is blasphemy for any present-day Cowboy to be wearing any kind of a championship hardware at all. It shouldn't be allowed, okay? And by the way, but let me tell you this, right? Once again, I can look at it that way, or I can twist it. I can twist it, Marcus Spears, because I can simply say championship belt, championship expectations. And when championship expectations come, the fall actually follows. And when the fall actually follows, we see stuff like this. Can I get my video, please?
Molly,
can you get
my... I have never.
Oh, can I?
Oh my God, bro! Seriously,
can I leave?
Seriously, seriously.
Sam Tanucci, you're dead.
Oh my God! Oh my goodness!
We're not supposed to have this.
Hey, he lost.
By the way, you know that was his.
Oh my God! Listen, that.
Did you hear the backstory on that one?
That look on her face right there. Can we slow it down, please? Let's go one by one. Because I want to tell you what each look means, okay? I want to tell you that real quick, Sam. Let's go back to the beginning,
all
right? Let's go. Look at him. He lost his girl. That wasn't his woman right there. But that's a different story than that. Here's the deal, okay? So we go, huh? She looking at y'all like y'all ain't worth a damn.
Yeah.
That's what that look means.
Accurate.
Let's go to the next one. Let me tell you what the next look means, okay?
Oh, my God.
You can't make this beautiful. It's
oh
so beautiful.
My God.
Look, Look at the prayers. Even the Lord said, no, you're not getting your wish this time. Your prayers won't be answered. Even that's going to happen. The Lord said no. The Lord said no. Okay, let's go to the next one. Look at I mean, this beautiful right here. Look at her, heartbroken and all of this stuff. Look at her right there. I mean, she ain't got no man with her. That's why, because he didn't want to deal with those tears. Let's get the next one. Let's get the next one. Show me the next one right there. Let me show it. Look at him. He prayed too. The Lord said no twice. I mean, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Look at him. How you gonna show up there knowing you ain't with your woman, you with another woman in the world of social media? You know your girl was gonna catch you. She did, and that dude got dumped. And she let his girl let the world know that wasn't even his girl. I mean, damn. Now let's get let's move on.
Listen, this right here.
Crying. Look at that grown man crying right there, Marcus Smith. Those things can't happen if Marcus Spears is saying, don't expect anything from us. So I'm going to say, expect stuff from the Cowboys just so they can be up here and they can plummet, come crashing down like the sorry, sorry franchise that they are. And I shouldn't say that because the franchise, listen, I want to state this for the record. I actually respect And I like the Cowboys. I love me some Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and all of those dudes. It's the fans. I want everybody to understand this. I have nothing against the Cowboys. It's the sorry, nauseating, disgusting Cowboy fans everywhere. They make me sick. I love to hate on them. I love
the
trolling.
You make us sick, too.
And that's what it is.
You make us sick, too.
And guess what, Marcus?
You make us sick, too.
Let me tell you something, Marcus. You want me to tell you what I want to do this time? It's the one regret. It's the biggest thing about COVID and all of this other stuff. Do you know I actually was going to watch the playoff game right down the block from Jerry World where we did first take this year. I was going to watch it then.
We're going to watch it this year.
Because, see, the only thing I haven't achieved in my career is watching a Cowboys playoff loss with the Cowboy fans. Now, I came close when I was in L.A. and y'all lost to the Rams.
I was there.
But I'm talking about being in Dallas.
I hope you're able to achieve that, Swaggo.
Was 3.5 minutes of a terrible person. Yes. All right. So for all of y'all out there that love Stephen A. Smith, you just witnessed is a terrible person. Yeah.
Because Marcus, hold up. This is what he does. He just kills them. He destroys them. But I actually like the Cowboys.
Cowboy fans make you sick.
I like the players. I love Michael Parsons.
I can give you names.
I love Micah Parsons.
Oh, here we go.
I love Trayvon Diggs. I got mad love and respect for CeeDee Lamb. DeMarcus Lawrence, he's a little bit sensitive, but I like him a lot too. And I love Jerry Jones. I truly love Jerry Jones. And Stephen Jones and Jerry Jones and I are going to have a drink one day soon. If the problem is them damn fans. Mm. Them damn fans, okay? And they deserve what they get from me.
The fans ain't did nothing to you.
Yeah.
Marcus. He's so fair weather with his teams. Marcus, do you remember back in the day the odd couple that was on TV, the odd couple?
No.
And you remember when they did the promo on that old lady slap Felix Unger with the pocketbook? Slap. Remember that? That's what this old black woman that was a Cowboy fan did to me at the airport. Slap me with a bag
and
on the arm. Leave my Cowboys alone. That's what she said
and
to
she
me.
Should
Leave.
Have.
Yeah. What? And that's just the beginning.
I hope you see her again. I hope you see her again. He called me a terrible person.
Marcus called me a terrible person.
Marcus.
And can I say this to you, Marcus?
No.
You can't. Come on. You're actually done.
Time's up. You can't.
Can I say this last point to you about that I'm a horrible person to the Cowboy fans? Can I say to you? You're absolutely right, and I love it.
Oh my God. Marcus, congrats to your daughter. Get some hot water with lemon and a cough drop so you have your voice for the draft.
I will do.
Okay, I can't
all right,
do
it. I'll see y'all in a minute.
Can we go to break? Show the video. Can we go to break? Show those pictures.
Can you never laugh like that again?
Can we go to break?
Don't show that video no more, Sam.
Can we go to break?
Yeah, we can go to break.
Let's show those pictures going to break.
I'm going to put hands on somebody.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's been a shocker of a series for the Nets, who now find themselves facing an elimination game tonight at home against the Celtics. Not just an elimination game, a sweep. It seems like the Nets have been outclassed all series long, outcoached, outplayed. The Celtics have forced Kevin Durant to turn the ball over 17 times in three games, the most in his playoff career. He has only two more field goals than turnovers in this series. Meanwhile, Jason Tatum just keeps on shooting. Tim. Is Tatum passing KD as the better player?
You can't go there yet, man, based on this series. Now, here's what I'll say about Jason Tatum. Okay. I said this going in. I think I said it on this show with you, Stephen A. I said going into this series, this is the biggest moment of Jason Tatum's career.
Mm-hmm.
Despite some of the deeper playoff runs he'd had coming in,
mm-hmm.
I said because he, before our eyes, he's turning into a superstar offensive talent, a guy that you could build an entire offense around, and there's no win for the defense. In any situation with Jason Tatum, you couldn't say that before because his handle wasn't tight enough. You could force him to places on the court where he wasn't comfortable going. Once he tightened up his handle, created the separation he needs, there's no win now for the defense against Jason Tatum. And that, to me, sums up what those guys at the big table are like. Kevin Durant clearly has been there. So Tatum now has a seat at that table. But to sit there and say now that what this is what Kevin Durant's going to be, like this isn't a candle that you just blow the flame out one day and it's gone. And now this is what Kevin Durant's reduced to. No, this is a horrible situation in Brooklyn with what that team has gone through this year. There's no question he looks gassed. He is being beat up by the best defense in the NBA. They've targeted him. He doesn't have enough help really to answer that, to take some of the pressure off of him. But this isn't who Kevin Durant is going to be going forward. So, listen, all I'm saying is Jason Tatum is here.
Mm-hmm.
He has arrived. We do not need to now, in the same sentence, with his ascension, now reduce Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is still, to me, the guy, okay? Mm-hmm. But he's got to go back next year, and he's going to have to prove that again. But Jason Tatum is worthy of being in that sentence now.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to this season, and even prior really to this series, I don't know that you could have said that. Now it's a legitimate debate, and he deserves a seat with the great superstars in this game. There's no question about that. But let's not get ahead of ourselves on what Kevin Durant is going to be going forward based on what we're watching right now in this series. That is not fair to Kevin Durant.
I completely agree with you. Kevin Durant is a superstar. Kevin Durant came into this series, as far as I'm concerned, as the best player on the planet. We can't say that about him now. But it's not because of Jason Tatum. It's because of so many other things that ultimately will come to stain Kevin Durant to some degree. Now you got to look at Giannis. You got to look at Embiid. You got to look at a couple of other players and say, excuse me, you even have to look at LeBron, who's in just completed his 19th season and made his own mistakes in thinking that, you know what, he could pair with Russell Westbrook. And that's something that's going to stain him as well, which means that you don't need to have some of these players making some of these decisions because clearly they allow emotions to get in the way of their basketball brilliance in terms of their judgment. That's really what's going on with Kevin Durant right now. And Kevin Durant is going to suffer the consequences in this respect. We will not look at him the same because as this story continues to unfold, if they lose tonight, and I believe they will, this is not going to be the end. This is going to be the beginning of many storylines that are going to percolate. I believe this is going to cost Steve Nash his job. And I don't believe it's his fault, even though he had no experience, and I thought they needed a coach with experience, and you should be as an assistant coach at least before you become a head coach. I'm not going to blame Steve Nash for taking the job. I would have took the damn job. You would have took the damn job. I mean, come on now. We can't blame him for that. Kyrie wanted that. We don't need a coach. We really don't need a coach. Hey, what did you just finish telling me? Sometimes it's one of us coaching. I mean, he doesn't realize how that comes back to bite Steve Nash. But it also comes back to bite Kevin Durant. Because Kevin Durant, a good brother whose heart's in the right place, loves his brothers and does not betray them. And as a result, he stood by Kyrie, and Kyrie sold him out. Somebody's got to say it, damn it. He sold him out. You could talk all of this stuff that you want to. Kyrie puts Kyrie first. Kyrie is about Kyrie. And as a result, Kevin Durant, who should be a leader, followed this dude's lead. And it's taken him right down just like the Titanic. And now we're not talking about KD, the two-time champion. We're not talking about KD, the two-time NBA Finals MVP. We're going to be talking about KD, the dude who left Steph Curry to join Kyrie Irving. That's what we're going to talk about. And we know that Kyrie is on the same level as most of these guys because he's a superstar talent. But he doesn't have their discipline. He's not as accountable as my man Mike Wilbon would say, as those guys. Jason Tatum, on the other hand, is a guy that could have been, that should have been a Philadelphia 76er. They should have drafted him instead of Markelle Fultz. He should have been a Los Angeles Laker because Magic Johnson should have drafted him instead of Lonzo Ball. But he ended up a Boston Celtics. He's 24. He's been in the two conference finals already, and this dude is coming. I don't believe that he's Kevin Durant.
Uh-huh.
I believe he's in a better system. He is being exceptionally well coached. We keep forgetting it wasn't like Brad Stevens couldn't coach. Now, he did take him to two conference finals. Brad Stevens does know basketball.
Wait, wait, wait. Coach. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Tonight. So you think the sweep happens tonight?
Yes.
What do you expect from KD?
I think KD is going to do everything that he can, but I think that at this point in time, I honestly don't know whether. I thought he would drop 40 in game two, and I damn sure thought he would do something in game three, and he was anemic in both games. They might try to figure out something. I think you'll see him be more aggressive tonight, but he's still not going to be as efficient. He'll end up with over 30. I don't know what the percentage shooting-wise would be, but I don't think it's going to be enough. I think that, again, their season is over. I thought they would win this series in seven games, but again, because of all the decisions that Kyrie instigated, this is what they are.
They'll hang early. Kevin Durant will put up a good stat line tonight, his best by far in this series. At some point, the Celtics will string together five or six stops, probably in the second quarter. They'll extend this thing out to 10-point lead, and then it will turn into 20 at some point in the third quarter. Because that team, the Brooklyn Nets, they do not have the collective unified spirit to dig themselves out of adversity. Yeah. They're going to see adversity.
What about Kyrie?
And they're going to collapse.
But who, you know what? Here's the right appropriate. Who gives a damn?
Okay.
Who cares about Kyrie? I mean, enough for him. Nets organization is bad, too. Got rid of Kenny Atkinson, brought in an inexperienced coach, made a lot of decisions from an organizational standpoint that put them in this position, which was bad.
Do you think Ben Simmons will wear black?
I think that Ben Simmons should be so embarrassed he should disappear. He should
I took a picture of my screen. I thought somebody got photoshopped on the court. I really did.